And verse number 25. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Will you please turn in the leaves of your Bible to the prophecy of Isaiah. Isaiah's prophecy. Need I tell you that Isaiah is the evangelistic prophet of the Old Testament? Impossible to read that wonderful prophecy without seeing the gospel. Chapter 1. We're not going to read chapter 1. I only mentioned this to you. We're going to read in chapter 55. But in chapter 1, he pictures the nation of Israel. And concerning that nation, he said that from the crown of the head to the sole of the foot, there was nothing in it but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. And he presents to us a picture of the nation of Israel. But as we come down to verse number 18, he says, "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And though they be as crimson, they shall be as wool." So that God is calling to the nation of Israel to repent and to come unto him. And as we go through that book, you will find words like these, that a man shall be as an hiding place from the storm. And again, in chapter 45, at verse number 22, he says this, "Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. Come and look." And again, "He was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him, with his stripes we are healed. For all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all." Now that's the gospel. When we come to chapter 55, will you please read? And verse number 6. "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Now I trust that God will bless to our hearts the reading of his wonderful word. Now in the past nights we have been dealing with this chart that we have before us. There is nothing sacred about the chart. It's amazing that when we have been in Latin America, they like something to touch, be it an image, an idol. And when I first made one of these charts with magic markers, not the best, but better than nothing, people would come up to that chart and they would want to touch it, feeling that it was something holy, something sacred. Well, of course, it's painted on a piece of cloth, and of course, the paints that we used were, I suppose, manufactured by Glidden Paint, I don't know. But there is nothing sacred about touching the chart. But certainly it's full of scripture. And heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. When I was over in China a couple of years ago, I learned some of their proverbs. And one of them was this, that a picture is worth a thousand words. Did you know that you forget 80% of what you hear? And you remember 90% of what you see. So that's the reason why we like people to see the Word of God. Now, could I draw your attention very briefly once again to what we have before us, because some have said here this morning that they would like to take this thing home with them. You can't have it. It's not for sale. It would be a wonderful thing, you know, for you to have this and explain it to your friends and your loved ones. But let me just give you a little outline of what we've got. Now, you see the title is called The Two Roads and the Two Destinies. We have a broad road and we have a narrow road. And they both terminate in the great column called DEATH. It's appointed unto man once to die and after death to judgment. Now, here we have a crowned monarch. He is the God of this world, and it is business to blind the minds of those that believe not. Let the light of the glorious gospel shine in unto them, and they should be saved. Did you notice something? He wears a crown, and it is his business to make the broad pathway easy to walk. Sometimes I wouldn't like to ride a bicycle here in Nassau, especially going up some of those hills. I used to do that. But not anymore. But if I could get on a bicycle and come down the hill, no problem. Easy to traverse. And notice also the text that I quoted to you this morning from Proverbs chapter 16 and 25. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man,
But the end of the ways of death, let me show you something. Here are those that are traversing on what we call the dirty side of the broad road. Now here we have the malefactors. Here we have the drug addicts. Here we have the drunkards, the whoremongers, the harlots, the criminals, the murderers, the bank robbers. We don't have any of those kinds of people in that at all. But you've got some. You know, a dear, dear brother that I love very much in the Lord, he sneaks up the little stairway back there, under the door, he puts a newspaper called the Tribune. And every time that I look at that paper, I see something of crime enacted right here in the bar. So apparently you've got something. But there isn't anybody here with you. Is it? Do you know what sin is? He that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him is a sin. Sin? He that looketh after a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with his heart. Is that ever happened? I walk down the streets of your fair city and I hear the word and I see eyes begin to wonder. Sin. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We were all born on the road to the great column called death. Now look. Here's a man, here's a woman, boy or girl, and he says, I don't want to die. I don't want to be lost because the body of unconverted are placed in a coffin lined with silk, but the soul goes to its destiny called hell. The blackness of darkness forever. Now you're going to be there if you die without Christ. But let me show you something. There is going to be the resurrection of damnation. The Word of God tells us about that. Oh, you say that's going to be wonderful. If I'm going to be resurrected, I'll get out of hell for a brief moment. And I will say to the Lord, now I accept thee. Too late. Too late. You're going to hear the condemnation. Depart from me into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. But let me show you this. Here's a man, a woman, a boy, a girl. I'm going to get baptized. Will that save me? I'm going to join the church. I'm going to read more of the Word of God. Will that save me? No. And so they step from the dirty side, guided by Satan and his will, and they come on to the clean footpath. And they, for a moment, clean up. My dear friend, let me show you something. That those that do that are farther away from the door, the open door, that those walking on the dirty side. I have known men that were drunkards at God's table. And he had entered through an open door. Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And the longer way to get to look. Now, it is possible for a Christian to meet the King of Terrors and the Terror of Kings dead. When a Christian passes off the scene, again, the body is placed in a coffin. That body is deposited in Mother Earth. But there is one thing that they don't deposit. And that is the soul. And we have a soul in heaven. There are two destinies. There is a heaven to gain. And there is a hell to jump. Now look. The soul of the inconverted and the wicked shall be cast into hell, and all the nations that forget God. But he that enters through the open door, I am the way, the truth, and the light, no man cometh to the Father but by me. Look, I am not expecting the pass through the cup. I don't expect to die. I'm prepared for it, but I don't expect it. You know what? My blessed Lord said, if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And where I am, there you may be yours. Look, he has promised to come again, and the next great event of God's calendar is the coming again of our blessed Lord Jesus. Dear brother Lowell, the old glasses are going to spin. I used to have hair. You know something? They don't put marble tops in cheap furniture, do they? I'm going to have a body like unto the body of my blessed Lord. And I'm going to suggest something to you. How old was our Lord when he died? He was in 33. You remember when you were 33? Oh. How would you like to be 33 again? I mean, and don't say you're going to run up and down the street without using tongues. You were in the very prime place. Our Lord, I think, that was great to change. And I'm going to be worth looking at. We're going to have an anniversary this week. 49 years ago, my wife, she asked my parents, what can you do? That was a happy day. Do you know something? It's going to be a more glorious day when I get there. I am going to be in a marriage. I'm going to be changed. I saw that beautiful woman walking down the aisle. I never hardly waited. She was working for him. Everyone was looking at the bride to see what she looked like. I mean the dress, the veil, the new shoes. I had on a suit too, you know. They were the same. They're looking at the lovely flowers. I had one of my friends. Nobody gave me a picture of that. Look. When our Lord comes, I'm waiting. I'm going to be in heaven for it. Now look, that can happen. This is why you have this section here that passes right over the column. Then that can happen today. They're going to be coming to the gospel chapel next week. If that happens. Somebody says, oh, there's a moment, I'll take it. There's a paper, there's a moment, I'll take it. The Bible will be here, and there'll be a tremendous desire to know what happened in millions of them. All over the world. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. Then if Christ is going to be raised first, then we shall arrive and remain under the coming of the Lord, shall be caught up together with him in clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Now look, when that happens, there is going to be the rapture of the saints. Now you won't find the word rapture in the Bible. It means a calling away, and we're going to be caught up near the little arrows, and we're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Now, let me tell you this. There will be no sin judged at the judgment seat of Christ. That's the fact. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin and left the good made the washing of his heart. At the judgment seat of Christ, no unconverted people. All Christians. And we're going to be rewarded for the deeds done for them. What are they? A glass of water given in the name of the disciples does not do this. I'll tell you, the reward of the judgment. You forgot. I forgot. The reward of the judgment. When you're rewarded, there's going to be war in heaven when Satan is going to be cast out. And there's going to be a period of 7 years, but I'm not sure going to that this week. You come back to me. Maybe we'll take something else. Are those days when Satan is going to reign? He's going to be. And if he's going to be cast into the bottomless pit, for a thousand years. And King Jesus is going to sit upon the throne. Going to reign in perfect righteousness. Somebody said, amen. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you had a government like that here in the Bible? No sin, no crime, perfect righteousness. Father in heaven, in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we desire to come into thy presence.
Anyone who has ever heard what you have heard this morning, that has heard that message, will never be saved. Though I know, that there will be 144,000 converted Jews
that will minister the gospel of the kingdom. Do you know something? The other day, I was talking to a Jew who said in Miami, who got some over me, you know, sort of a foreign field. We've got Jews, we've got Gentiles, we've got Cubans, we've got Nicaraguans, we've got Guatemaltecans, we've got Argentinians, Ecuadorians, we've got them all. And this old Jew, he said to me, you know, at the University of Jerusalem, every young person that goes to that university is obligated to learn at least three different languages apart from Hebrew. And the thought entered my mind, God is preparing these people for their destiny, for they will be evangelists throughout all the world. Now I know that many of them are going to be persecuted. I know that many are going to lay down their lives and call to Christ. That is what's going to happen after the rapture of the church. But I don't believe that anybody that has heard the story of redeeming grace in our dispensation has ever been. But there are going to be those that have never heard. And in a coming day, they're going to sing unto him that loved them and lose them sing to their own God, and they've made their garments white in the blood of the Lamb. The Lord help us. May God bless you. Thank you for coming this morning.